Another potential target for a Russian takeover in Ukraine is Odessa. Ukraine's third largest city is also the country's largest remaining port now that Crimea is under Russian control. And if pro-Russian protesters can take control of Odessa, it could effectively cut Ukraine in two. The Self-Defense of Odessa is the title of an article in Foreign Policy magazine by contributing editor Christian Carroll. So you've recently been to Odessa, Christian. What is the evidence of a shift toward Russia there?
I think 6 months ago, none of the groups that I interviewed when I was in Odessa really existed in the same way. And now there are very clear pro-Ukraine, pro-Euromaidan groups, which support the overthrow of President Yanukovych. And then there are also very clear pro-Russian groups who call themselves the anti-Maidan. And when you talk to those people, they aren't necessarily in favor of joining Russia, but you do hear them talking about this new word that President Putin used in his address the other day, Nova Russia, which is a word that was still used in the 19th century for southern and eastern Ukraine, that whole territory. So there's this idea that one might actually create a new state out of the eastern republics and the area surrounding Odessa that would, as you said in your introduction, effectively cut Ukraine in two.
Yeah, how do the people of Odessa feel about that?
What you hear from them is a litany of complaints about the government in Kiev. You know, Odessa is a magnificent city. It's all these glorious 19th century buildings. I really can't talk the architecture up enough, but it's all falling apart. You know, there really has not been much done in the 20 years since Ukraine became independent. And people have the whole usual list of complaints, you know, corruption, incompetence. For some Russian speakers, there are issues with language teaching in the schools. They don't feel that there's enough room for Russian. So you hear all these complaints and these grievances, and then people say, but, you know, actually, I wouldn't want to become part of Russia. I'd still like to stay part of Ukraine because I don't want outsiders coming in here and telling us what to do. And that's actually supported by the poll figures, which suggest that something around 70-75% of Odessans actually would like Ukraine to stay as it is.
Now, the pro-Maidan groups, the Western-leaning faction, those are those self-defense units you write about in Foreign Policy. Describe them. I mean, who are these people who comprise these groups?
These are younger people. A lot of them are self-employed. They're people who support the idea of a democratic, independent Ukraine. This whole spectacle of the so-called little green men, these mysterious insurgents in camouflage, well-armed, well-trained, taking over key government buildings in eastern Ukraine has been quite a shock to these pro-Kiev people in Odessa, which they realize is a very, in some ways, vulnerable place. So what the pro-Maidan, the pro-revolutionary forces are talking about in Odessa now is putting in place a plan of action that would thwart that kind of takeover in Odessa. So even though these groups are very, very lightly armed, in fact, they don't really have any weapons to speak of, the idea is that they could at least try to thwart a takeover of local government buildings by a small number of well-organized, well-armed men so that these pro-Kiev, pro-independence people would be there in time, would gather at these places, which are, you know, key communications nodes, key government buildings, and basically just surround them and protect them so that when the pro-Russian insurgents show up, they won't be confronted by nothing. There will actually be people there defending these buildings, and then, you know, something would have to give in order for those men to take them over.
Well, I mean, that seems crazy. I mean, they've got a plan in place, but few guns. I mean, how can they even come close to matching the forces Russia has if they were to come rolling in?
If you have 100 relatively lightly armed people surrounding a government building in Odessa, they're basically daring those guys with weapons to push them aside by force to, like, basically open fire on them. And that will complicate things for the attempted occupiers of the building and give them enough time, give the pro-Ukrainian forces enough time to get the actual military, the actual police on the scene. You know, who knows if this will work? It seems like a bit of a Hail Mary pass.
It does. Christian Carroll, contributing editor for Foreign Policy, who's just returned from Odessa in Ukraine. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.